Genesis 6:3 says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. I sat next to a man nearly 100 years old and heard him reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. After explaining the gospel and hearing that old man admit that he knows he's a sinner, he knew he was on his way to hell. My mentor pastor said, Walt, you know, you may not be long for this world. You're nearly 100 years old and can barely get out of your chair. If you don't receive Christ soon, it'll be too late. Wouldn't you like to be saved today? And that old wicked sinner said, Nope, I don't think I would. I was in my early 20s and just starting out in ministry, and I just couldn't believe what I was seeing and hearing. And God gave that old man a few more years, but he never did become a believer. As far as I know, he's in hell right now. Nearly a whole century rejecting God. And my pastor friend said that Walt had been in church probably hundreds of times. Dozens of preachers over decades of time had pleaded with him to be saved. That's similar to how Jesus is dealing with the wicked world of Genesis 6:3. He's giving mankind 120 years to repent before sending the flood. He will raise up Noah to build the ark. The ark was filled with two of every clean animal. Not every breed, by the way. Two dogs, but not two of each breed of dog. And two cats, but not each breed of cat, and so forth. Noah also would load up seven of the clean animals to be offered for sacrifice and presumably used for food. Then Noah, his wife, and his three sons and three daughters-in-law, eight in total, would get on the ark and survive the global flood that took place about 4,500 years ago. But before destroying everything, Jesus said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Unbelievers and scoffers criticize God for destroying what we call the antediluvian world. But we're given a short description of what God was seeing on the planet. In Genesis 6, 5 and 6, it says, And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Just think about that. Man was so wicked that it grieved God that he even existed. I think that's where we are today. Jesus said the last days would be just as they were at the time of the flood. In Matthew 24:37, Jesus said, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What were the days of Noah like? Wickedness was great, and every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. That's not a world with Bible believers hiding God's word in their heart that they might not sin against him. And those are becoming rarer and rarer these days. And the moment after the rapture, there won't be a single saved Christian left on the planet. So what's Jesus waiting for? God the Father will give the go-ahead, and Jesus will come and take his church out of this world before the 70th week of Daniel begins with the confirmation of the Mosaic Covenant as revealed in Daniel 9, 24-27. That's all true. But why is it taking so long? 2 Peter 3:9 explains, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Just remember that, and be thankful that Jesus was and is so long-suffering with you and I, as we remained in our sins until we were saved. Jesus is long-suffering, but time is limited. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man. But the Spirit of Christ certainly does strive for so long that it's described with the word long-suffering. And we will forever praise and thank him for his patience, mercy, grace, and long-suffering that he demonstrated as described in Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We should be in awe and appreciative of the fact that Jesus is so long-suffering, and we love him so much for it.